make sure that you understand. The first session was to stress the importance of doctrine. Because doctrine isn't considered important. Typically. In the church in Nigeria. Even though Moses says, let the teaching drop like dew. This is how you have prosperity in the church. But Israel wouldn't listen. And they rejected the doctrine of God. So then God says in Deuteronomy 32, starting in verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation. Children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. Do you understand that's talking about the church? Moses says, let my doctrine, let my words, let my teaching be like rain. And they didn't do it. And so God destroyed them.
Say Allah ya halaka dasu.
And he raised up the church.
Say ya tada wata ecclesia.
And the sign of the church
ita ko alhama na ecclesia
is there the opposite of Israel.
Ita ce ta sha bamban da bani Israila.
They listen to God's words.
Suna sauraron kalmar Allah.
They listen to his teaching. I want to talk about some of the most basic teachings. And a lot of you will say, why talk about the Trinity? Why talk about God the Father? God the Son? God the Holy Spirit? Because if you don't care who God is, if you just say, I want my thoughts about God, you're an idolater. Do you understand the doctrine of the Trinity? Explains the whole world. Romans 1, 18-21. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead,
acikin Allah.
So they are without excuse.
Saboda haka ko ba su da wata hujja.
Zinyak is a man.
Ni ko mutum ne.
I'm a man.
Shi ma mutum ne.
Zinyak is this person here.
Ni ko wannan ne da nake tsaye a nan.
I'm this person here.
Shi ma tsuffa ne da ke tsaye a nan.
All of creation.
Dukkan halitta.
Testifies.
Tana shaida.
To the Trinity.
Da ainihin wannan Trinity. Uku cikin daya.
We are one.
Mu ko daya ne.
In the sense that we're men.
A kan cewa dukkan mu bil adam ne.
We are separate.
Amma ko mu mun bambanta.
In the sense that Zinyak is Zinyak.
So a kan cewa ni ko Zingak ne.
And I'm Dan.
Shi kuma Daniel.
Do you understand everything you see in the world?
Kun iya fahimta cewa dukkan abun da ka gani a cikin duniya.
Everything you see in the world.
Dukkan abubuwa da idonka zai iya gani a duniya.
Testifies.
Tana shaida.
That God must be a Trinity.
Cewa Allah kan ainihi Trinity.
In this room there's people.
A cikin wannan daki akwai mutane.
And in this room, there's each individual person. Philosophers, study this problem. And because they worship the mind of man, they can't understand the most basic thing in all creation. Is that there has to be unity and diversity in all things. Right? That's a chair. That's also a chair. And that's also a chair. And we all know. We all know those are all places to sit. But yet we all know they're very different. The most obvious thing in all of creation is the Trinity. That's why God says, everyone is without excuse.
Babu wanda yake da wata hujja.
If they don't understand the Godhead.
Idan ba su fahimci ainihin Trinity Allah ba.
Because the reality is,
gaskiyar ko ita ce,
there is no one
babu kowani
who doesn't understand the Trinity.
Wanda ba shi da fahimtar Trinity.
Do you know of anyone that goes, well, that is a chair?
Kuna da ganin da wani wanda zai ce ah wannan kujera ne.
But the thing next to it looks different.
Amma ko wanda yake kusa da shi daban ne.
So it can't be a chair.
Saboda haka ita ko ba kujera bane.
Everybody knows.
Kowa da kowa ko ya sani.
And this is a really important concept.
Wannan fata na da babban muhimmanci sosai.
And the concept is
kuma ainihin ra'ayin ita ce
God ordered everything in the world
Allah da kansa ya tsarrafa komai cikin duniya
to testify about him.
Ta yi shaida akan wane ne shi.
So if he created everything in the world
idan ko shi ne ya halicci dukkan komai a duniya
to testify about him,
ta ko yi shaida akan wane ne shi.
What is the center of all creation?
Menene ginshikin dukkan halitta?
It is not man.
Ba mutum bane.
It is God.
Allah ne ginshikinsa, ginshikinta.
Everything in the world
dukkan komai da ke duniya
is to declare the glory of God.
An halicce ta ne ta tabbatar da daukakan Allah.
And I don't mean this in an abstract way.
Ba ko ina magana a kun wannan a hanya da ba ta da ma'ana bane.
When you take a seed
idan ka dauki ainihin kwayar hatsi
and you plant it in the ground
ka shuka ta a kasa
so that it dies
sannan ko ta mutu
and life comes from it.
Sai rai ya fito daga cikin ta.
You recognize that, right?
Kuna iya ganin, kuna iya fahimtar wannan ko ba haka ba?
That's the gospel.
Wannan kanta ma shaidar bishara ne.
Every single seed.
Kowane hatsi da ka sani.
Throughout the whole world that gets planted.
A cikin dukkan duniya da ake ainihin shuka ta.
is a picture of the gospel.
Ita ma hoto ne na bisharar almasihu.
God did not go.
Allah bai ce.
Well, there are seeds.
Ah, ai we na hatsi ne kawai.
Hey, maybe people can see what the gospel is like.
Ko kuma mutane su iya ganin cewa ah wannan ita ce bisharar.
I'll just point to that thing.
Zan kunni ga waɗannan abubuwa kawai.
He made all of creation.
Ya iya mai da komai cikin halitta.
Testify to who he is.
Da yi shaidan wane ne shi Allah.
In him we live.
A cikinsa muke araye.
And we move.
Muke ko tafiya.
And we have our being.
Muna samun surar rayuwarmu.
Everything is about God.
Dukkan komai ko na kan Allah ne.
And it is so tempting to make it about man. But God ordered the whole world so that people could understand who God is. A man takes a woman and they have children. What is that? That's the gospel. Christ.
Christi.
Takes the church. To produce fruit. God ordered the world. Such that every place in the world. Every single person. Is without excuse. Because their life. The source of their life. Was a picture of the gospel. Their continued existence. Because the seed gets planted. And life comes from it. So that we can eat and live. Every single person throughout all creation has a daily testimony of the gospel. It is so important to understand this. It's so important to understand how God ordered the world. He is not saying, I don't care what you believe. He's saying, I've ordered everything so that you can see the truth. Do you think God cares about doctrine?
Do
you think God, you know, maybe oh, we won't say that God is three and he is one. We'll say God in the Old Testament was the Father. God in the Gospels was Christ. God in the church is the Holy Spirit. We'll say there's three states of God. Modalism is what that's called. And do you realize modalism is a widely believed view? And it's contrary to all of creation. Because everybody knows that's a chair. And that's a chair. Even though they aren't the same. Everything in the world testifies to who God is. And what this means for the church is really important. Because how it plays out in the world is it gives the Christian a huge advantage. Because the Christian understands how the world works. For instance,
misali,
the Christian goes,
Krista zai iya cewa,
well, God gave laws.
Allah da kansa ya bada dokoki.
And the laws are one.
Kuma ko dukkan dokokin guda ɗaya.
But all those applications are very different.
Amma ko yadda za a aikata su daban sun sha bamban da juna.
Yeah, when Paul says,
in the Bruce ya ce,
you read,
kuna karantawa,
do not muzzle the ox,
kar ku ainihin rufe bakin ita dabbar,
while it treads out the grain,
yayin da take ainihin nika hatsi.
Do you think God was talking about oxen?
Kuna ga kamar Allah na magana ne akan shanu?
He was talking about pastors being paid.
Yana magana ne akan pastoci da ake biyansu.
Do you realize that's a picture of the Trinity, what Paul just said?
Kun ko fahimci cewa wannan kanta ma tsura ce ta Trinity da Paulus ke magana kai?
There is unity in the law.
Akwai ko ainihin ɗayantuwa a cikin dokoki.
Do not muzzle the ox while it treads out the grain.
Inda yace kar ka rufe bakin dabbar yayin da take ainihin tuskar abinci.
But that same law,
wannan dokar kuwa,
says don't muzzle an ox.
Yace kar ma ku ainihin rufe bakinta.
Pay a pastor.
Ku biya pastor.
Because there's unity.
Saboda ko akwai ɗayantuwa.
And there's diversity.
Akwai kuma rarraba kai.
When a nation,
idan ko ƙasa,
God gives laws
inda Allah ya bada dokoki
for us to know everything that we need to know
inda yake so mu san komai da komai da muka santa
in this book
a wannan littafi
it's really tiny
wannan karama ce
in the United States
a Amurka kuwa
we pour the federal government
ainihin ko kasar mu ta tarayya
prints 40,000 pages
tana ainihin ira takaddu mai 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 kalle 40
a day
arana
of new laws
na sabobin dokoki
because we don't understand the trinity
saboda bamu iya fahimtar menene trinity ba
because we say
muna cewa
the law has to deal with every single case
ita ko doka za ta yi aiki akan kowanne irin abu
because you can't have unity
ba za ka iya samun ɗayantuwa
and diversity
da kuma rarrabuwar kai
and because you reject the idea of unity and diversity
idan ko ka yi sayayya da wannan ra'ayi ta ɗayantuwa da rarraba kai
you are either unified
ba za ka iya samu ko kuma ka samu ɗayantuwa ne
and you say everything's the same
ka ce dukkan komai ɗaya ne
man and women are the same
mace da namiji ma duk ɗaya ne
and you get homosexuality
sai ka samu wannan ainihin rayuwa ta ludu
Or you just say everything's diverse. You have to have a law for each specific circumstance. Do you understand? That's because they don't understand the Trinity. That's why the world works the way that it is. Because the church is an explaining the world to the people inside the church or to the people outside the church. And that was happening a long time ago too. When Paul writes 1 Corinthians, people don't understand the Trinity. So Paul writes, in 1 Corinthians 12:20, for as the body is one, and many members, the church must reflect the nature of God. The way it reflects the nature of God
yanda take bayyanar da siffar Allah kuwa
is it says we are one
inda yake cewa mu ɗaya ne
but we have many members
amma muna da gabobi daban-daban
but all are members of that one body
amma ko duka waɗannan gabobin jiki ɗaya ne
being many
suke da yawa
are one body
duka jiki ɗaya ne
so also is Christ
kuma kamar yadda take haka da Kristi
when a church goes
idan ko ecclesia ta ce
The pastors should sit up there. Because they're the special people of God. They shouldn't be with the common people. You've rejected the doctrine of the Trinity. Because the Trinity has to reflect itself in the church. Paul goes on and even writes, think of the body, the parts that have honor, the mouth. We don't protect it. If you have gold, what do? You hide the gold. Hiding something is a form of honor. So God makes it that the pastors that stand up front, that are the big mouth, they don't receive the same honor as the widow that the church secretly helps. Paul used it as a picture of the body. Not covering the mouth is showing dishonor to the mouth. Wearing underwear. Is showing honor to the unpresentable parts. So God says, you're all part of the body. The Bible says, God the Father honors God the Son. God the Son honors God the Holy Spirit by saying that the unforgivable sin is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit was sent to honor the Father and to honor the Son. In a church, if you're exalting certain people, you're rejecting the doctrine of the Trinity. Because we're all one. We're all one. That's why Jesus came. And he came and put on the form of a bondservant. To be the servant of all. Because he didn't say, look at me. I'm special. He said, I'll give you an example of what you should be like. The position of a pastor is the position of being a slave to all. That's the Trinity. Played out in the world. This is why doctrine matters. Christians should not say, I'm going to follow Christ because I'll get rich. That's not Christianity. That is idolatry. But Christians should expect, because they understand the world and how God ordered the creation, they should expect to be more successful in that creation. So they should be able to help the poor. That's why God gives responsibility to help the poor to the church. He's given us abilities and wisdom and understanding, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. So understanding who God is, it gives us the position to affect the world. Daniel 2 has this picture of the four kingdoms: Babylon, Medes and Persians, Greeks, Romans, and then the church destroys all those kingdoms. So they're like chaff on the summer threshing floor. The reason the church can destroy all the kingdoms of the earth is if we study doctrine. We understand how to deal with the world in order to prosper. I don't mean financially. Paul was prosperous. And he was shipwrecked. He was in prison. But he changed the world because he understood who God was. I want to give another illustration about why it's so important to understand doctrine, and from that to understand the Trinity. Because the Trinity is how God has ordered authority in the world. And so the doctrine of the Trinity is one of the most attacked doctrines. Because it has the idea that three can be equal. They can be one. But yet, some can be under the authority of another. John 10, verse 29. My Father who has given them to me, be greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. There's a really important concept that explains the world. And this is a big problem in the church in Nigeria. And this is about rejecting the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son are one. But yet God the Father is greater than God the Son. So how can that be? There's two important concepts that if you don't get this right, the Bible says your church will be filled with confusion. I want to repeat that. If you don't get this right, your church will be filled with confusion. God the Father, God the Son, are one.
Dukkansu ɗaya ne.
God the Father
Allah Uba kuwa
is greater than God the Son.
Ya fi girma fiye da Allah ɗa.
Genesis 1.
Farawa Sura ɗaya.
Verse
27. Aya 27.
So God created man
haka ko Allah ya halicci mutane
in his own image.
A kamanninsa.
In the image of God.
A ko kamannin Allah.
He created them.
Ya halicce su.
Male and female.
Maza da mata.
Are they one?
Su ko ɗaya ne.
Yes.
Eh.
They're one.
Su ɗaya ne.
There's a concept called ontology.
Akwai wata ra'ayin koyarwa da ake kiranta ontology a Turanci.
Which means how something was created.
Ma'anarta ko shine yaya aka halicci wani abu.
Ontologically.
Ta yanayin halitta kuwa.
Men and women are the same.
Maza da mata duk ɗaya ne.
But that doesn't mean
amma ko ba tana nufin cewa
that economically
cewa ta wurin tattalin arziki
that economically they're the same
ba tana nufin cewa ta wurin tattalin arziki dukansu ɗaya bane.
What economic means
amma ko tattalin arziki na nufin
is how things work in the world
yadda abubuwa ke wakana a duniya.
Ontologically
ta wurin halitta kuwa
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Allah Uba, Allah Da, Allah Ruhu Mai Tsarki.
They're all equal.
Dukkansu ɗaya.
God the Father is no more God than God the Son is.
Allah Uba ko bai fi Allah yadda Allah ɗaya yake ba.
God the Son is no less God than God the Holy Spirit.
Shi ko Allah Da ba wai ya ƙasa ne a allantaka kamar yadda Allah Ruhu Mai Tsarki yake ba.
They're all God.
Dukkansu Allah ne.
They're all one.
Dukkansu ko ɗaya ne.
But God the Father tells God the Son what to do.
Amma ko Allah Uba shi yake faɗa wa Allah Ɗa abin da zai yi.
God the Father and God the Son tell the Holy Spirit what to do.
Allah Uba da Allah Ɗa ko ke faɗa wa Allah Ruhu Mai Tsarki abin da zai aikata.
Being under authority
zamo karkashin doka
does not mean their value is any different.
Ba wai ko na nufin cewa darajarsu ta sha bamban ba.
Let me repeat that.
Ran sake faɗan wannan.
Being under authority
zamo karkashin doka
does not mean your value is any different.
Ba ta nuni ko nufin cewa darajarsu ta sha bamban.
In Galatians 3
Galatiyawa ko sura 3
26 through 29 it says
aya 26 zuwa 29
for you are all sons of God
saboda ko dukkanku ƴaƴan Allah ne
sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus
saboda bangaskiya cikin Yesu Almasihu
as many as you who were baptized into Christ
ka dukkanku waɗanda aka muku baptisma cikin Kristi
have put on Christ
kun ko saka jikin Kristi.
Is he talking ontologically?
Yana magana ne cikin surar halitta.
Or is he talking economically?
Ko kuma yana magana ne ta wurin tattalin arziki.
If you say,
idan ka ce,
that to be a slave,
cewa zamo bawa,
is sin,
zunubi ne.
You're saying he's talking economically.
Zaka iya cewa yana magana ne kan tattalin arziki.
If you say,
idan ka ce,
a woman doesn't have to submit to her husband. You're rejecting the Trinity because you are not accepting that there can be economic differences. And not be ontological and be ontologically the same. When Paul writes, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. He's not at all contradicting himself. When he writes in 1 Corinthians 11, But I want you to know this. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. In Galatians 3, if you understand the Trinity, you know that's ontological. God the Father is much God as God the Holy Spirit. A Greek is as much a Christian as a Jew. A woman is as much of a Christian as a man. But in the Trinity is authority. So, man is the head of woman. Christ is the head of man. And then it goes on and says the head of Christ is God. In the Trinity, it explains why it is right and just for you to exercise authority over your children. Ontologically, are you greater than your children? They're made in the image of God like you are. If you murder a child or you murder an adult, God says the penalty is the same. Because they both have identical value. But does that mean a child should tell his parents what to do? No, because God has ordered the world that even though they're ontologically equal, they're economically not. So understand, when I go to so many of your churches, I see a rejection of the doctrine of the Trinity. Because you reject 1 Corinthians 14. Starting in verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, let your women keep silent in the church, for they are not permitted to speak, because all of God is about authority. And so God says, since your marriage is to be a picture of the gospel, it has to have the picture of authority, or it is rejecting the gospel, and it is confusion. God isn't saying, I think women are less than men. He already said, in my image I made them male and female. He says every man came from a woman. How can men be less or greater than women in their created order? If everyone came from a woman, on creation, male, female, they must be equal. But economically, they they must be different.
Dole ne su zamanto da bambanci.
Or it is confusion.
Idan ba haka ko ba za a sami rikitaswa.
You've rejected who God is.
Kun koyi sayayya kenan da abinda Allah yake.
Because God the Father.
Saboda Allah Uba.
Commands God the Son.
Ya ko dokaci Allah da.
God the Son commands the Holy Spirit.
Allah da ko ya dokaci Allah ruhu mai tsarki.
Anybody who thinks that a woman somehow is less
cewa mace kila ita ma tana da kumamanci
because she's not allowed to speak in church.
Saboda an ba ba ta dama ta yi magana a ecclesia ba ta zamanto da kashi.
Doesn't understand the Trinity.
Duk wanda yana ganin kaman mace ba ta da daraja saboda ba ba ta dama magana ba bai gane Trinity ba.
And the whole world testifies to the Trinity.
Kuma dukkan duniya tana shaida ne akan wannan Trinity.
I've gone long, but let me tell you. Let me close with other examples.
Now, so in kammala da wa'ansu misalai.
Churches practically reject the Trinity.
Ecclesia da yawa ko suna sayayya da wannan Trinity.
The church,
ecclesia,
that just wants to focus on evangelism.
Wanda take so ta kallafa kanta akan wa'azin bishara.
Focus on winning souls for Christ.
Tana kallafa ranta ta wurin ainin tsinto ba ta tuzuwa ga ecclesia.
But aren't worried.
Kuma ba ta kula
about holiness.
Ba ta kula da ainihin zaman tsarki ba.
Don't care about doctrine.
Tabbatacce ko ba ta kula kenan da koyarwa ba.
They're saying the only member of the Godhead that matters
zasu fada cewa ainihin gaban jiki dake da amfani kawai
is Jesus Christ.
Shine Yesu Almasihu.
They've rejected the nature of God.
Sun ko ainihin sayayya kenan da tsuffan nan na Allah.
The church that just wants to see spiritual signs.
Ikita ecclesia da take so kawai ta rika ganin al'ajabai ko kuma alamu.
They want to be filled with excitement.
Suna so su cika da ainihin ko al'ajabai.
And they don't care about actually calling people to repentance through the preaching of the word.
Amma ba sa kawo mutane ga tuba ta wurin koyarwar kalmar Allah ba.
They don't want to study the word.
Ba sa so su yi binciken littafi mai tsarki.
To know the nature of God.
Su ko san ainihin tsaffan Ubangiji.
They don't worship God.
Ba sa ko bautawa Allah.
They worship the Holy Spirit.
Suna ainihin bautar Ruhu mai tsarki.
And they've rejected the Trinity.
Sun koyi sayayya kenan da Ruhu mai tsarki.
The person that, the church that just wants to study the Bible.
Ainihin ecclesia ko wanda take so kawai they binciken littafi mai tsarki ne.
They just want to learn.
Su ko suna so karatu kawai a karanta.
And they don't want to help the poor.
Ba sa so su taimaki talakawa.
And they don't want to have an effect on the world.
Ba sa so ko su kawo rinjaye a al'umman su.
They want a God who's far off.
Suna ko neman Allah ne da yayi nisa.
Not the God who took on flesh.
Ba Allah da ya dauki jiki ta mutum ba.
Or the God that was poured out in the world.
Ko kuma Allah da aka fito da shi daga duniya.
They just worship the Father.
Suna dai bautawa Allah ne Uba.
And they reject the Trinity.
Sun koyi sayayya da wannan Trinity.
The doctrine of the Trinity.
Ita ko koyarwar Trinity.
Is what drives what the church should look like.
Ita ce ta zamanto rinjayen da ya kamata ecclesia ta tabbatar.
Because our responsibility.
Saboda ko ainihin dama da kowa ke da shi.
Is to declare who God is.
Ita ce ta tabbatar da wane ne Allah a dukkan faɗin duniya.
And God is three.
Kuma Allah uku ne.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Allah Uba, Allah Da, Allah Ruhu Mai Tsarki.
He is one Lord.
Kuma shi Ubangiji ne guda.
One God.
Shi Allah ɗaya ne.
The Trinity explains the world.
Ita ko Trinity tana bayyana duniya baki daya.
Because everything in the world.
Saboda dukkan komai a duniya.
Was made.
An koyi ta ne.
To declare the glory of God.
An yi ta ne ta tabbatar da ɗaukakar Ubangiji Allah.
Oh Lord God.
Ya Ubangiji Allah.
Give us a greater understanding
of who you are. Ka da za mu fahimce ka cikakkiya.
And let us live.
Ka ba mu dama mu yi rayuwa.
Knowing it.
Muna saninta.
Rather than just pretending.
Maimakon muna nuni kamar mun sani.
Let us reflect your nature.
Bari ko mu bayyana da ainihin siffarka.
To the people around us.
Ga mutane da suke tare da mu.
Amen.
Amen.